It's only a week until Election Day in the Matanuska Sioux Sittner Borough, and only three candidates have signed up for two assembly seats. No incumbents are running. Term limits have freed up District 5's seat, while District 4's current occupant chooses not to run again. It's a bustling time in the borough, with the Goose Creek Prison, Port McKenzie, and its railroad spur and Kinnickarm Bridge projects in the wings. All those projects are in District 5, and that's what's attracting former borough mayor Darcy Salmon back to government service. He's the lone candidate for the district so far. Salmon says his area, Kinnick, Goose Bay, Big Lake, has experienced huge growth in the past couple of decades.
They claim that if we were incorporated now, there would be over 15,000 of us in that area, and we would be approximately the fifth largest city in the state. We need to prepare and plan better for where we're going to put our industrial base, which in my opinion for the borough lies just obviously in the District 5 area.
Realtor Salmon has served on the Kinnick Arm Bridge and Toll Authority Board as a Murkowski appointee, has owned and run his own company, and currently is a broker with a Century 21 franchise. He says he keeps his thumb on the pulse of the valley.
Everything that's community-oriented, I've made it a point to keep actively engaged in.
Salmon says he's in favor of all three ballot propositions.
I urge the people that I know to give serious consideration to all three and approve all three.
He says economic issues are in the forefront of this election, especially in District 5.
So when I began the campaign, not knowing that I would run unopposed, I call it a back to the future campaign, that we can go back now to the things that we set in motion 10 years ago, and hopefully I want to be able to help complete those initiatives and bring what I call a POP philosophy to District 5, which I believe will definitely benefit the borough as a whole. And that POP is progress, opportunity, and prosperity. And I believe that District 5, in its own right, can go a long way to providing those three things: a quality family wage job source, real protection of our individual quality of living by virtue of locating this economic development in areas that are relatively unpopulated now, and in that respect, then by protecting what I call the Lakes District as you head up Burma Road into Big Lake and the myriad number of lakes there, that we can preserve their quality of life and yet put quality family wage jobs within 10 to 15 miles of their residence.
Borough Clerk Lonnie McKechnie says it's possible for a District 5 challenger to step up. Candidates can file through September 28th, although their names will not appear on the ballot. For KSKA, I'm Ellen Lockyer.